You have reached emergency roadside. My name is Jordan. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
And are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
And are you calling? Was the vehicle involved in a accident?
Nope.
Okay. What's your first name?
My first name's Kaylee, K E L E.
What's your last name?
Kaona, K A O N A.
And what's your phone number?
My phone number is 530-310-6456.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates?
Sure.
Okay, message and data rates may apply.
I need to get my vehicle to the shop before they close at 5:30. I'm just out of town right now.
Okay, what time is it there?
It's 4:40.
All right, so we do take ETAs of up to 2 hours.
Okay, well, there's another tow company here in town, but last time I called them directly and I didn't get, I don't know, my insurance didn't cover it because I didn't call you guys first instead when I was in an emergency situation. So I'm calling you guys first. Just whatever's the quickest possibility.
All right. So did you want to contact them on your own and submit for reimbursement, or did you want to get it set up through us?
No, through you guys. I don't, because you guys will pay. I don't have to pay, right? I have to pay up front if I go through them, but with you guys, I can just, you guys cover it through my insurance.
Yes. Do you know if the shop has after-hour drop-off?
Yeah, they do.
All right. So what's your policy number?
My policy number is 0401-18-190-267-218.
What's the last six of your VIN?
639-656.
What's the vehicle and what color is it?
Black.
What type of vehicle?
It's a 2017 Jeep Trailhawk.
And what's wrong with the vehicle?
I was just driving down the road and the auto start stop button came on and the engine light started flashing. So I went to pull over, and while I was at the stoplight waiting for a place to pull over, the vehicle started stuttering, shaking like it was going to die. So I pulled in this spot really quick. I'm in a random parking lot in a COVID clinic. And I turned it off, and then I gave it a few minutes, looked in my car manual, and then when I went to turn it back on, it was still stuttering like it was going to die. The engine light was no longer flashing. It was just the auto start stop button that was on.
Okay. All right. Does it shift into neutral?
I have not tried. I'm sure it will. There shouldn't be any reason where it won't.
Is it four-wheel drive?
But I called.
Go ahead.
All-wheel drive. And I have a four-wheel drive, but it's all-wheel drive. I have four-wheel. I called the dealership to see if they had any options because this isn't where I live, so I didn't know how close I was. I'm only 5 miles away, apparently, from where I need to take it, but they said it's probably not best to drive it because it's probably a spark plug or ignition coil issue. But they said not to cause any further damage.
Okay. Will you be on scene at the time of service?
Will I be what?
On scene with the vehicle.
Yeah, I'm and I'm going to probably just get a ride with them back to the shop, even if it's after hours, and I'll just try and get a ride from there for my daughter.
All right, just one passenger?
Yeah. I mean, I had my daughter come pick up my son who was with me. I'm here for my child's basketball game. I live in Susanville. I'm in Reading. Came here for the basketball game. Her game's starting right now. I told my daughter to pick up my son, take him. They can watch the game, and that way they can get my daughter after the game because she comes home with me. And then, so in an hour when the game's done, they're going to check back in with me to see where I'm at.
Okay. What's the address where you're located right now?
I hit the location button on my cell phone, and it says near 1135 Market Street in Reading. It looks like this used to be an old car dealership, but now it has a COVID clinic sign out front. So I think it's a drive-through COVID clinic. I'm not 100% sure. Like I said, I'm not here. I stepped outside. I can't find a number on the building, but I'm literally in a parking lot at the corner of Market and Eureka Way.
What's the zip code?
It looks, great question. Hold on, I have to look it up. Okay, so I think I'm at 1155 Market Street. And it says, it says 96001 is the zip code.
That's showing me, okay, I see Eureka Way and I see Market Street. It's showing me a deluxe inn, a hotel.
That is, the deluxe inn's across the street. That's why I think this is 1155.
That's what I typed in. Let me see. I'll have them call you for further instructions.
Okay, yeah, because the abandoned sign that's sitting right here in the parking lot with me is Valley Auto Wholesale. No longer a dealership, but Valley Auto Wholesale is the sign that's in the parking lot right now, even though now it's a COVID clinic, and it gave me the address of 1155. The Deluxe Inn, it gave me the address of 1135.
Okay. And what's the address where you're towing it to?
It is... Two 2354 Churn Creek Road. So it's Churn Creek Road, Reading. I don't know. I would assume 96001. I don't know. 96002.
Bryant Automotive.
Yes.
All right, so let me get you set up with the service. Is there anything else I can do for you before I disconnect the line?
No, I just do. I just sit here and wait for them to come?
Yes.
Okay. Yep, nope, that's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.